Welcome, everyone, and Happy New Year! We are officially in 2023. Before we get into the forecast for January, I just want to mention, of course, that this is a general forecast. If you would like a personal reading, or if you would like your own personal year ahead forecast, book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. Here we go. So a new year, a new energy to work with. We leave the energy of the six behind in 2022, and we jump into the very practical and very ethereal landscape of the seven energy for the universal cycle of 2023. So if you haven't already, again, be sure to listen to your previously posted 2023 year ahead forecast for your specific life path number. Those are up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for your listening pleasure. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to first look at the collective energy for January 2023, which will sort of explore the cycle that we'll all be working with for this month. And then we'll take a look at the month ahead, including the energies for the new and the full moons of January for each life path number. Okay, so January 2023 is an eight universal cycle. And so what this means is collectively, we will be feeling much more focused, much more determined, and more motivated this month. So we're ready to make big strides on some of our greatest visions, and we can feel the excitement growing around creative projects and collaborations that sort of fuel our passions. This energy is saying, let's go. Under this energy, it's important to not see limitations as indicators that something is not achievable or that it isn't for you. We're meant to acknowledge those limitations and then call in the people and the resources that are the experts within those areas to assist, while we focus our own energy on the areas where we are the experts and where we can let our light shine the brightest. Eight energy understands the importance of collaboration and teamwork. It doesn't try to do it all alone, and it certainly understands that it isn't the expert at everything. The goal is to focus on and emphasize our own strengths while also allowing others to contribute in the same way. When we try to be the best at everything and fail to see our own limitations as an opportunity to allow someone else's strengths to shine through, then we restrict ourselves and, in turn, restrict others. So this is a great month to ask for assistance and to accept that assistance without trying to control it, right? So the month of January may start off a little slow, but by mid-month, the energy will be pushing us to get started on whatever it is that we set our sights on. Money and financial affairs could also come up this month, and you could see sort of an influx of resources, perhaps an uptick in clients or sales, or if you've applied for, you know, a new job or a promotion, you could see that come through at this time. New contracts could be initiated at this time as well. So if you're a freelancer or, again, like work with clients, you may see an uptick there. Or for some, unexpected costs could surface at this time to have you to take a closer look at your spending and or your money management. This is a great energy when it comes to career or how you sort of make your money or your resources in the world. So if you're looking for work or if you're looking to change jobs, this is a very supportive energy to help you not only get your foot in the door, but bust through that door and get seen. So again, this is great energy for getting your name out there, putting yourself out there, getting seen, being recognized, getting those promotions, getting more clients, getting more sales, all of those things. This is very ambitious energy that we're working with, right? Or we have the opportunity to work with. Don't be afraid of taking risks this month, especially mid-month and onwards. Don't be afraid to promote yourself. And again, get your name out there, get yourself out there. Don't be afraid to be seen in whatever ways feel aligned for you. Not necessarily what feels comfortable for you, because sometimes we do have to step outside that comfort zone, right? But in ways that feel aligned. So it feels good, even though it might be a little scary, or it might be, again, different from how you're used to doing it. That is the power of the eight. It's going to sort of push us beyond our beyond those comfort zones. And that can include, again, like asking for assistance, asking for where you need help, where it is that you have those limitations. There is power in that, and the eight energy is going to assist us in doing that. The energy of the eight reminds us that if we don't speak up and ask for what we want, then the answer is always going to be no. So be confident and bold and go for it. This vibration will also ask us to sort of proceed with honesty and integrity. Shady business isn't supported under this vibration, and using others to get ahead now might work initially, but the fall will be greater than the rise. So anything done without integrity, especially under the vibration of the eight, is not sustainable and will eventually crumble. So it's best to build from a foundation of honesty and integrity to begin with. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the month of January for your specific life path number now. A life path 33-6. So I pulled an animal spirit message for you all for January, and you got puffin energy. And I love this for you all so much. This is such beautiful energy. In tarot, this would be sort of similar to like fool energy or the zero energy, which is incredibly beautiful. It's like a clean slate. You get to create whatever it is that you want to create, and like tapping into that childlike wonder, your inner child, having like creative freedom, freedom for self-expression. You get to decide what it is that you create. This would actually be a really good time to listen to, if you haven't already, the meditation with the 0369 energy that I put out, that video, because this month for you all could very much hold that similar kind of energy. So because again, you've got like puffin coming through, and it just feels like there's some area of your life potentially where there's like a clean slate, like a fresh start, whether that's like a new perspective and now you're like approaching something completely differently because of this new perspective, but it's almost from like a place of like innocence or yeah, just like that childlike wonder. So it's a very playful energy, which I also love, because for the month of January, 33s are actually not only working with the energy of the eight, like we all are collectively, but you all are working with an undercurrent energy of the five. And so this is very much similar to like to puffin energy, right? So it's very much about like freedom, independence, exploration, no holds barred. It's like wanting to experience life with all of your senses. It's like this new, it's kind of like, you know, when we start a new year, that feeling, right? That sort of the essence of that new beginning, like anything is possible type thing. That is five energy, and that is puffin energy. And so it's very much like you all are getting this all coming in concentrated in January as we start this new universal cycle of the seven. And so, yeah, I just get this feeling for you all that in some area or in many areas, there's an opportunity for a fresh start and like to do things differently. And you get to decide what that looks like, and you get to decide how you approach it and how heavy you want it to be, or how light you want it to be, right? And like what your perspective is going to be on it, and your thoughts, and do you want to change your thoughts about something, and all of those things. So there's just, it kind of just gives you like this creative freedom to do with whatever it is that you want to do with the palette that you've been sort of presented to work with, right? And the clean slate and the fresh canvas. So it's just really, really fun, light, like exploratory energy. And so again, it's what we do with it. So, you know, if you feel stuck, you can stay stuck. or you can kind of use this energy and try to work with it to create something that feels better for you and something that like is more aligned with the path that you want to be on, right? Like, of course, and this, I would say this with, you know, all respect, because, you know, I myself am like a 13-4 with strong influences of 22. So, I mean, I get the challenges associated with master level energy. And for a 33, it's just, it's such a rare energy that, you know, it's sort of magnified. And so, you know, there's always going to be the challenges. There's always going to be the hurdles. There's always going to be that feeling of like something bigger kind of pressing down, like, you know, motivating us and pushing us. And like, yeah, it can feel burdensome, right? And so it is easy to say, like, find your joy and tap into your inner child and make your life what you want it to be. But there's definitely this component, right? Or this piece that is, you know, life is happening to us in a sense as well. And so then it's like, what do we do with that as it comes through? And how do we look at what's working and focus on that instead of getting sort of dragged under by what's not working, right? And so there's all of that, right? And I definitely acknowledge that. But this is such beautiful energy, especially for 33s with Puffin and then with the five. And so it really is like sort of like life giving you the crayons, right? And the painting, the paints and the brushes, and saying, here's a clean canvas. What do you want to create? What does that look like? What does it feel like? Don't underestimate your power when it comes to the direction of your own life, right? And like how you overcome the challenges, how you view them, what you pull from them, what you do with that wisdom once you've pulled it from, you know, extracted it from the challenging experience, et cetera, et cetera. So I do think this is incredibly beautiful. And I do think that it's, if anything, it's definitely encouraging you to play, to tap into the side of yourself that's less serious and find your joy through whatever it is that you're moving through, right? yeah. And sort of be really steadfast in that. Like, who says that you can't find your joy through the hardship? Who says that you can't you know, do the things that bring you joy. And even if it has to be in small doses until you can get to a point where you can do more of that, right? So this can be a really big month for 33s, especially the beginning of the new year, to sort of carve out, you know, and create what it is you want this year to be for you. Knowing that, of course, you're going to have the challenges and the obstacles to overcome, like we always do, but to not underestimate your power when it comes to you being at the helm of your ship, right? Okay, so ultimately, this is a really fun, beautiful energy. And so you may see things come in for you that help you to step into that, right? So you may have an opportunity to surround yourself with the things that bring you joy. And that might be like people coming in and presenting that to you. Your job is to say yes to it and to not say no to it because you feel like you have so much other things to do that are more important, etc. This month, it's important for you to find your joy, for you to tap into that childlike wonder, for you to explore and to experience life with all of your senses, right? You definitely owe that to yourself in a positive way, right? Okay, so the 6th of January, we have a full moon. So full moon is often associated with like things coming to completion, things coming to culmination or fruition. But it can also be like really shining a light on something. And what's interesting for you all is that you're working with, at this illumination, the 11-2. 11-2 energy is the feeling. It's the inspiration. It's what inspires us. It is encouraging us to take inspired action. So around this full moon, you may be looking at or faced with those areas of your life that you are just showing up out of obligation, that you're showing up out of habit, out of sort of like being overly comfortable, as opposed to showing up in a way that's out of like inspiration, right? Like taking inspired action, doing what inspires you, following that feeling that, you know, following your muse, so to speak. This full moon could sort of bring an end to those more mundane things that, or the overly comfortable things that are keeping you stuck within a space, right? Whether that's like your comfort zone or a relationship that's no longer working or a job that's dead end or whatever, right? That's not allowing you to continue to grow and evolve and progress. This full moon could bring an end to those things that are sort of sucking your inspiration, that are taking your inspiration away, right? And so that could be, again, like relationships where you're overcommitting or losing yourself within them to be something or to, you know, be something that you're not, or to change that person into something that they're not or whatever. because the 11-2 is always going to follow the path of inspiration. And so, and it's going to encourage you to do the same. Because when we're inspired, we're creative and we're creating, right? And so it's just this life force moving through us. So around this full moon, you may see some things come in for you or highlight for you where it is that your inspiration is being taken away, and where there needs to be some changes or some modifications. Or if something falls away, take a close look at that and say, and ask yourself, you know, was I being fulfilled through this thing, or was it sort of more toxic and I was more staying with it because it was comfortable, known, like I knew how to maneuver through it. So I was sticking with it type thing, but it wasn't necessarily what inspired me or what motivated me or helped me to continue to progress and grow, right? So just take a closer look at if something falls away around this full moon or closes out, finishes up, if there's like an emotional charge to it falling away or being done or finished, right? Just ask yourself, try to see like why it might've fallen away, like why it's better to not be a part of your experience at this time, as opposed to being a part of your experience, right? Because this 11-2 energy can also bring in like divine intervention in a sense where it's like, if something is not inspiring, it's going to fall away type thing. Because it's not aligned with you and like your direction forward, like where you're meant to be moving. And then on the 21st, we have a new moon, and this new moon is sort of amplifying or sort of concentrating the energy of the 8. So again, collectively, we have the energy of the 8 that we're working with. I talked about that in the intro. You all around this new moon, which again, like new moon is like new starts, new initiations, inspirations, ideas, starting something big, starting something fresh, very aligned with puffin energy. Again, that fool energy of like freedom to do something new, to create what you want to create, that sort of thing. So I could very well see like puffin energy coming through very strongly around this new moon for you. But you all have the energy of the 8 that you're working with around this new moon. So again, this is something like your creative output, career, business, power, status. You could see opportunities for big, fresh new starts in some area that's associated with the 8. So again, it can be spirituality. 8 is very connected spiritually, but it also is like it has dominion over like the physical plane. So it's going to really focus on, again, like resources, money, leadership, ambition, business, career, purpose, again, like power, status, philanthropy, money, all those things, right? So pay attention to like what comes into focus for you around that time. And you may just get like this like strong hit of like, oh, wow, I really need to do this, or I want to do this, or this, you know, I feel like I want to create this, or I want to move in this direction. And so this energy, this 8, along with like puffin and the 5 that you all are working with throughout January, sort of gives you the confidence and the motivation and the freedom, or the sense of freedom, to strike out and do whatever this is. So this could be like really taking a big leap of faith, really taking a big risk, which is very much 8 energy, and recognizing or giving yourself grace or releasing control in knowing that, you know, if you take the risk and you go for it and it doesn't work out the way that you expect it to, that's not failure on your part, right? That just simply means that it wasn't meant to work in that way, right? So that something not working that we took a chance on, a lot of times we get caught up in the, well, it didn't work out, it's my fault, I'm not good at this, it's not meant to be, etc. No, it's just not meant to be in this particular way, but maybe it's meant to be like, and just look a little bit differently. Do you see what I'm saying? So the eight is accustomed to big gains, big losses, big gains, big losses, big gains, big losses. And it's not afraid of that. It's part of the process and part of the growth and part of the expansion, right? And so there may be something that comes in for you that feels bigger than you and feels like a like taking a big risk, that you're being asked, again, through like the five energy, the eight energy, and the puffin energy, to take the risk, to take the leap of faith, to go for it. And to take the pressure off a bit, that if it doesn't turn out the way that you expect it to, that it's not a failure. It's just a redirection, right? And it's just like showing you, okay, this isn't working. So what would work? What does that look like? What can we create, right? Because our soul, the universe, is always pushing us to create something from the unseen into the seen, something tangible, to experience itself in physical form, right? And that comes through the inspirations and through the ideas. And so it's very possible that something very big could come through for you at this time to be created, to, and that can also include like actual physical creation. So meaning like life. So it's very possible that you may have a child, get pregnant, adopt, whatever. That's very possible at this time as well, right? So creation, or it could be a project, or it could be like the creation of a new relationship or whatever, however it comes in, right? Because it's a general reading. But it's definitely this energy throughout the month of January for 33s that's about taking a leap of faith, releasing the tight grip of needing to control the outcome. And if you feel inspired by it, going for it, taking that leap and dealing with whatever shows up through that leap of faith with grace and compassion for yourself, and also understanding that whatever the outcome is meant to show you something, right? And to help you. So instead of like beating yourself up and being like, well, this didn't work out, I suck, you know, that's not the case. It's more like, okay, this didn't work out. What didn't work about it? What did work about it? And now what do we do, right? It's just this constant like evolution. So really powerful energies for you all. I do think this is going to be a really big month for, you just to really sink into the more creative side of yourself, the playful side of yourself, the one who's going to release the control and just allow things to unfold while taking the cues from the universe or your higher consciousness and being like, okay, it's go time, or okay, I need to like reflect. I need to fall into the stillness a little bit more here. Okay, it's time to go again. Okay, it's time to do this, right? Following that intuition, that's going to be so incredibly powerful for you all this month, while also playing. And again, not taking life so seriously, but just knowing that you have the clean canvas, you have the paints, you have the crayons, you have the markers, right? You get to create whatever it is that you want to create. So what does that look like? And are you open to, again, just going with the flow and seeing where your soul takes you? And again, I would highly, highly, highly recommend, especially for this month, because this is such a kind of like a creative period for you all potentially, to definitely listen to that manifestation video. I will probably forget to put it in the cards, but if it's on the playlist on my channel. But again, it's the manifesting with the 0369 energy. And I think that could be really useful for you all at this time to really channel in those energies and work with them as you create whatever it is that you're looking to create. So beautiful, playful energies this month for you all as you start this new year, this new energy, this new cycle. I hope that it is a powerful, beautiful 2023 and a powerful, beautiful January for you all. Thank you all for being here, 33s. I appreciate you all so very much. Take care. Bye for now.